It's Thursday, May 8th, 2025, and from Dallas, Texas, this is World Missionary Evangelism on the Air. In just a few moments, Daniel Moore looks at the parable of the Good Samaritan. But before we hear from WME's president, will you please listen to this important message? One of the services World Missionary Evangelism offers is a prayer line. If you're going through a tough time in your life, if you have doubts and fears, if you feel like the world is closing in around you, if you need someone to pray with you or pray for you, then call this number, 1-214-942-1678. Once again, to reach us, call this number, 1-214-942-1678.
God bless you, WME family. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for joining us on this journey looking at the parables of Christ. And today we're looking at the Good Samaritan. So as we look at this parable today of the Good Samaritan, Jesus is saying a certain man went to Jerusalem. And of course, in his way, in his journey, he fell up among thieves. They robbed him. They took his belongings. They stripped him of all his clothing. And they severely beat this man. And this man is laying there half dead. And by chance, a priest walks by, and then a Levite walked by, and both of them fail to respond. This is the religious crowd. This is the people who should know better. This is the people that if anybody should respond, it should be them. And so that's why Jesus puts them at the forefront. He mentions them first and foremost, because being part of the religious crowd, you would think that they would be the first to respond. But as we look at the Good Samaritan, the parable of the Good Samaritan, you see that these two individuals walked away. They didn't respond to the need. Looks like they were more interested in their Sunday morning program. It looks like they were more interested in the lighting or the sound system or the production of the Sunday morning service. Looks like they were more into their daily goings about. But they weren't interested in the man who was hurting, a man who desperately needed ministry. And that's what ministry is all about. It's not about the glamour. It's not about the sound system. It's not about having the best lighting. It's not about having the nicest building. It's not about having the building that has a theater effect or that has a majestic look to it. It's about healing the hurt. It's about ministering to those who are in pain, to those that are in need. And of course, these two religious men walked away. But there was a certain Samaritan. And remember, the Samaritans didn't have dealings with the Jews. The Samaritans and the Jews didn't intermingle. But the Samaritan didn't look at that. He saw a man that was hurting. He didn't say, you know, let me see if that's a Samaritan, or let me see if I can find another Jew who can help him. No, he responded to the hurt. He responded to the need. And so many times we've isolated ourselves. So many times we've said, well, it's just about helping here. And we have an isolation mentality. We have a mentality that doesn't let us see the needs that are taking place in different places. And so this Samaritan, as he's journeying, he has somewhere to go. He has something to do. He also has a journey. The parable doesn't tell us where he had to get to or what he had to do, but he had a journey as well. But he stopped what he was doing. He says it came, he looked on him. When he saw him, he had compassion on him. And when you have the heart of God, you're going to have compassion. When you love God, you're going to have that heart of compassion. And the compassion is the heart of God. Compassion is the heart of the Lord. And the Bible says that he had compassion on him and he went to him. So he didn't just feel bad for the guy. He didn't just say, poor guy, look at him, he's dying. But he moved. He reacted. He did something. He went to the man. And when he came to the man, the Bible tells us here that when he came to him, he bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine. He invested in this man. He sought to help this man feel better. Let me help you with your wounds. Let me help you with your hurting. See, God has sent us to those who are hurting today. Let me help you with your hurting. Let me share with you about the love of God. Let me tell you about a God who loves you. Let me tell you about a God who can forgive you. Let me tell you about a God who can restore you. Let me tell you about a God who can make you feel better. And the Bible tells us that he put him upon his own beast, and he brought him to an inn and took care of him. So the Samaritan didn't just respond to the need, but he went above and beyond. He didn't just say, well, let me get you a few Band-Aids and hopefully you'll feel better. But he went above and beyond. He went that extra mile. He went above and beyond helping this man. He didn't just give him a couple of Band-Aids and send him his way. But the Bible says he put him upon his own beast and he took him to an inn. And he took care of him. He spent time. He ministered. He took time. Remember, this man also had a journey. Remember, this man also had a place where he had to get to. He also had a place to go. He had things to do, and he had a place where he had to be at. But the need stopped this man. When he saw the need, when he saw the hurt, that stopped him. That stopped time. And he says, there's a man that's hurting. I have to do something. And that's our heart here at World Missionary Evangelism. When we see the children who are hungry, when we see people who are hurting, we say, we have to do something. We have to help these people. We have to not only share the gospel in word, but we also have to share it in deed. We also have to help the hungry. We also have to help those who are hurting. That's why God has led us in the different areas of ministry that we're at right now. That's why we have our Food for Hunger program, because there's children who are hungry. There's children who need to be fed. And that's why God has led us into different areas of ministry to help. That's why we've set up church buildings. And the church buildings, of course, are primarily to have a place of worship, a place where believers can come and together and exalt God. People can come and hear the good news of the gospel. But we can also set up those places as medical clinics, as food distribution, as a place to go to for disaster relief. So these church buildings that we've helped build around the world are also very strategic. And God, in his infinite in his great wisdom, has led us to do this. And they've been used to help disperse help to people who are needing help. So this man went above and beyond. He took care of him. He spent time with this man. And when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave it to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. He invested in this man. And this is the love of God. He wanted to make sure that this man was in good hands. He wanted to make sure that this man was going to make it, was going to recover. He wanted to make sure that this man was going to come out of this situation. He was going to be restored, that he was going to be rebuilt. This man was going to be whole. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for our WME family, Lord. Bless them, Lord, and be with them today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
How would you like to be a part of the Great Commission? Well, you can do that by supporting a native missionary through World Missionary Evangelism. You will partner with that native through that support and allow that native to reach even more people in their area with the good news. The cost is just $40 a month, and that does make you that partner I was talking about. If you sponsor a native, we will send you their photograph and you will get regular updates on their work. You can write to them if you choose as well. To begin your sponsorship of a native missionary today, call us at 1-214-942-9222. 1-800-214-1678. That's 1-214-942-1678. Or mail a $40 designated gift for sponsorship to this address: WME, Post Office Box 660800. That's 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266. In the month of May, World Missionary Evangelism is offering you the opportunity to receive absolutely free the wonderful book, Worry Less, Pray More, A Woman's Devotional Guide to Anxiety-Free Living by Donna K. Maltese. Whether you worry about work, your relationships, finances, the turmoil of the world, or something more, this devotional guide will help you alleviate your anxiety-inducing thoughts as you learn to live in the freedom of Almighty God, who offers calm for your harried soul. As you read the devotionals and prayer, you grow even closer to the anxiety reliever himself, who will transform your anxious heart into a heart overflowing with peace. You can have this book absolutely free by writing to us today and requesting our May offer at WME, Post Office Box 660800, that's 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266.
World missionary evangelism reaches out to those who are living on the edge between life and death through our Food for Hunger outreach. To give a gift for Food for Hunger, call us at 1-214-942-1678.
It is through your faithfulness, prayers, and generous letters that make this worldwide outreach for Christ possible. Please include your prayer request in your letters. Here is our mailing address: WME, Post Office Box 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Our telephone number for information, our prayer line, or giving gifts using MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express is 1-214-942-1678. For our listeners in Canada, our address is WME, Post Office Box 6088, Fort St. John, British Columbia, V1J4H6. You can find us online at www.wme.org.